Summary of Sunni Concepts. Mu'tazilites. The origin of the Mu'tazila. It is attributed to Wasl bin Atta, who disagreed with Imam Hassan al-Basri, may God have mercy on him, regarding the one who committed a major sin. As al-Hassan said about it, he is a believer in his faith. Punk as hell. This is the doctrine of the Sunnis. He said, Wasl. It is in a position between the two positions. Neither a believer nor an unbeliever. So it ensue. Wasl bin Atta retired. Some of those who agreed with him. Al-Hassan al-Basri episode. So they were called the Mu'tazilites. Then their ideas developed and branched out. He entered it sullenly, adopting the doctrine of fatalism. Those who deny fate. God knew the events before they happened. They also deny God's creation and will of evil. They do not differentiate between the legal will and the universal will. Their heresy settled on five principles. First, justice. They mean by it to deny God's appreciation for the actions and creation of his servants. Rather, servants create their actions. Secondly, monotheism. For them, its reality is the denial of attributes from God. Claiming that God Almighty is above the resemblance of his creation. Third, the position between the two positions. It is the origin of the Mu'tazila heresy, as previously mentioned. Fourth, the promise and the threat. And its meaning to them. It is necessary for God Almighty. He also obligated himself to fulfill his promise. Thus, the one who commits a major sin will remain eternally in hell, as the Kharijites say. However, according to them, he is in a lighter state than the disbeliever. Fifth, enjoining good and forbidding evil. And its truth is with them. Coming out with the sword against the imams of injustice. And the paradox of the group of Muslims who gathered around them. They attack the ruler as soon as he commits any kind of sin or injustice. When the imams of the Salaf confronted the Mu'tazila with the evidence of the Quran and Sunnah, refuting their false origins, and noticing their weak arguments, they resorted to another innovation that they made part of their foundations in reasoning. It is an innovation in prioritizing reason over transmission, and interpreting the texts of the Quran and Sunnah if they contradict what their corrupt minds require. They also rejected the hadiths of the ones which contradicts their origins in belief. Today, the Mu'tazilites agree in sanctifying reason and prioritizing it over the text. A fragment of anomalous horizons. They call themselves modernists, or rationalists, or the Illuminati. They call the Mu'tazilites the enlightened rational school. In doing so, they serve the secularists in disavowing the doctrines and rulings of religion.